Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
By now, many of you have seen the sweeping exposé on school choice that ran yesterday in newspapers across Montana. Later in the day, a radio reporter asked me for my take. Was it fair? Was it accurate? Will there be any fallout, positive or negative? All good questions, but as I told him, the most interesting aspect of all was the fact that the article was even written in the first place. An old military expression is that no battle plan ever survives first contact with the enemy. Until recently, no school choice bill ever survived its first contact with a legislative committee. Even 20 years ago, legislators saw the need for school choice, but few believed reform was even possible. Don't even try it, older legislators would counsel freshmen. It's not worth it. Your bill will die a quick death, but not before you're thoroughly humiliated by the teachers' union. Most would listen, but occasionally one rebel just had to try, and in fine quixotic form would gallantly step forward, introduce his bill, and watch it die a quick death, but not before being thoroughly humiliated by the teachers' union. That was then. Times have changed, and the evidence is yesterday's article. Point one, like I said, was that it was even written. The reporter began prepping for the article about 6 weeks ago, but wanted to hold off to see if any of the school choice bills had any momentum. Here we are 6 weeks later, and six of the seven bills we've introduced are still alive. The charter school bill died in the House, but was quickly reintroduced in the Senate. The tax credit scholarship bill has passed from the Senate to the House, and the others are at various stages along the way. Point two, this was not a spur-of-the-moment undertaking. We've been laying the groundwork for about 4 years. As I said yesterday, it's not easy to change public opinion. It takes time. Point three, people with significant resources are now on board. These are some of the top leaders of industry who realize that we have to do better if we want to decrease the 20% dropout rate and maintain our competitive advantage in global markets. Point four, top political leaders are now on board. Everyone from the President of the United States clear down to the most influential leaders of the Montana legislature. Rather than the occasional starry-eyed freshman, these bills are now carried by those who have become the President of the Senate and the Speaker of the House. Powerful leaders who never supported school choice bills in the past are jumping on board because they realize that there are struggling kids who need options. Point six, the article pointed out that Montana is one of the last to the table. 42 other states have some form of school choice. Parents in those states have options, and in the past 20 years, those states have developed school choice models that work. They're tried, tested, and vetted. We don't need to reinvent the wheel. We just need to grab a working model off the shelf and implement it here in Montana. One of the most interesting statements came from the sidebar article, where the teachers' union president said the whole purpose of a public education is not just to teach math or reading, but to educate us on how to live together across the board. Sorry, Mr. President, but that's why 30% of our high school graduates have to take remedial classes in college. If we give parents and kids a choice, I bet they opt for more math and reading. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.